With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See, we got a chance to chat with somebody that we actually had on the show last March before the draft. And, of course, his pops played in the NFL. This young man played at Minnesota, terrific player, off to a nice start in his career, Antoine Winfield Jr. He's a D-back for the Bucks, and he's with us here again on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Antoine? How you doing, bub?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Awesome. You know, I've got to ask you, I don't know if you really watched Hard Knocks because, you know, hey, we're playing Dallas week one. Let me check in a little bit more intimately. Maybe you were busy with other stuff. But let's be honest. I mean, nobody saw Dak Prescott throw a pass since October. Did you guys think, as you prepared for this game, that Dak was going to come out and sling it almost 60 times?
Nah, really, didn't think he was going to throw it that much. But, you know, he's a great player, and he has weapons all over the field. So I was actually surprised by how well he played.
Yeah, you know, we were as well. I mean, it was toe for toe and tit for tit. Every single one of those throws down the field between him and Tom Brady and Dak. So, you know, one of the things that we looked at in this game was who could make the last play. You guys feel conditioned to do that, right? And it's because you got everybody going back, coming back this season. You know, what's your confidence level this right now?
You know, a confidence, you know, that's pretty much built week to week. It's something that we all pretty much have, but, you know, that goes in with the preparation because, you know, everybody, you know, every team is good in this league, so it doesn't matter what you do. If you don't bring it on those Sundays when you play, then you can lose to any team. And, you know, the confidence, you know, is just built through our preparation. I feel like we prepare well. And so, you know, our goal is to just continue to go out there and win the games.
Yeah, you know, you hate to see this, and we saw it early. I think it was early in the game when Sean Murphy bunting goes down. I don't know if you know how he's doing, but how do you guys respond? He was obviously a big part of the success last year, and I'm expected to be so this year. How do you guys replace him?
Yeah, Sean's a great player, and it sucks that he had to go through his injury. But, you know, on our team, you know, we have a next man up policy, so we're going to figure out who can fill in the spot and next man up and just go from there.
Hey, by the way, how wild was just being in the stadium and just to see, I mean, fans back and everybody revved up and the acknowledgement, I mean, just for the guys to get crowned champ, I mean, officially coronated as champs. I mean, what was that like to just be on that field as a pro?
Yeah, that was crazy. I think that was the most intense game I've ever been in as far as like crowd noise and everything. Because, you know, last year we didn't have any crowd noise or any fans of the games, but we had a packed out stadium. It was super loud. It was crazy. The atmosphere was ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys had a little bit of fans at the end though, right?
Yeah, we had a little bit at the end, but it wasn't full. I think that was by far the loudest game that we had.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, you come in as a rookie, win a Super Bowl. It's not always that easy, but I mean, it felt like it, especially once you guys got to the Super Bowl. I mean, there's a lot of hype coming on into this team this year. People are talking about 17-0, and you know they're going to repeat. How are you guys staying grounded with all that expectation around you?
Yeah, by pretty much just coming in and putting in the work every day. You know, our team this year isn't the same team as last year, so we know that, you know, we got a target on our back, so everybody's going to give us their best shot at every game, and we just got to make sure that we're disciplined enough and conditioned enough to go out there and keep executing what we need to do to win games. And, that you know, that starts in the locker room with just making sure everybody, you know, has that chip on their shoulder that we have to go out here and get it again, and us not being complacent, because, you know, complacency could easily set in, but, you know, we try our best to keep each other humbled and making sure that we're out here working just as hard as we was last year.
Yeah, you guys know. I mean, you get complacent in the NFL, you're going to get your head knocked off. I mean, you can literally get hurt. I mean, I get it. We're talking to Antoine Winfield, who is a terrific young player collegially at Minnesota. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So last year, you know, you're a rook, even though your dad was around the game, you've been around the game, so I'm sure you weren't completely overwhelmed. I don't mean physically. I know that your talents allowed you to mesh in pretty quickly, but you weren't overwhelmed by walking into an NFL locker room. But this year, you know, now you know exactly what to expect. If you recall, Tom Brady, when you, like, early stages last year versus Tom Brady this year when he came back for year two as a Buck, did he seem a little different? I mean, when you walk into a building, you don't know anybody. After 20 years of being in one building, it's got to be pretty daunting. Does Brady feel a little more comfortable this year?
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, he's the same guy that I met on the first day when I first came into the facility. So I don't really think much has changed with him. You know, he's been around the game for so long, and being in the locker room, that ain't the issue. So he's same Brady since when I first met him.
Let me ask you this. If he lined up right now and he ran the 40-yard dash and you ran backwards, would you beat him?
I think I got him. I think I got him.
You got him backwards? Oh, my God.
Backwards.
Yeah. How fun is this team? I mean, because I'm just thinking about the personalities. I know some of the wide receivers are more reserved in a sense, but defensively, you guys seem like you guys have a ton of fun. How fun is this team to be on, especially with Coach Arians, who's just, I mean, he's the dude of the dudes. You know what I mean? How fun is this team?
So this is extremely fun, especially with our defense. I got some great talent, great guys around me, great leaders around me. And so just being able to play with them, and I feel like we're so versatile in the way that Coach Bowles can use us. It's just fun being able to be out there in different positions, making different plays, and just playing with those guys.
You know,
I was going to say, speaking of Coach Bowles, I mean, one of the things that we jumped out, and I'm going back to the Super Bowl here, but we all thought that it was going to be Blitzville. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Todd only blitzed you guys, I want to say 10 or 11%. Todd Bowles, I'm a Jets fan. Todd was my coach for a couple years. I thought he was so sublime in the Super Bowl against an incredible offense. I don't think he's going to be a DC much longer, but I got to be honest with you. I think Todd's going to get back in the NFL as a head coach. You think he should, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, Coach Bowles is a great guy. He's a defensive guru. I say this all the time. But, yeah, he's a great guy. I can definitely see him as a head coach.
How's he communicate with you guys? Because that was the one – I don't want to say knock, but, you know, he's a man of few words, at least at the microphone. Which didn't really fly with the New York media, and you know how the New York media is a little different than elsewhere. Behind closed doors, is he a little bit different?
No, Coach Bowles is a real cool dude. You know, he's not a guy that talks a lot, but when he says stuff, you know, he really means it. And he always gets his point across. But he's really a cool, laid-back coach.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's what we saw that when we were in New York a little bit. Maybe it didn't fit here in New York, but it certainly works down there. I mean, we all know your family history, Antoine. Your dad was a player. You ever feel pressure along the way? I mean, I'm going through this because my son's playing football in college as well, mm-hmm. and I have another one that's coming out. He's 6'5", and like the name is one thing, but like the expectation, it's sometimes hard to live up to. Do you ever feel that?
You know what? I've never really felt expectations. I didn't have to play football if I didn't want to, and that's something that both of my parents instilled in me when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I always just played it because I love playing the sport. And so as far as, you know, having the same name and things like that, I never really looked at it like that. I was just like, I'm going to go out here, have fun, and ball out, and, you know, all that other stuff doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no, I think you look at that expectation thing that way. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right, and that's the best way to go about it. Like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And so it makes me ask you, where did that passion come from? Just from being around it and you know, loving the sport and growing up in it?
Yeah, I would have to say watching my dad do it. I used to see how much joy it would bring him playing football. And so, you know, he got me into it at an early age. You know, he'd be in the backyard doing footwork drills. I'm back there with him doing drills and things like that.
That's cool.
And just always being around football growing up is probably what led me into loving the sport. Played ever since I could walk, really.
And yeah.
So, yeah, that love kind of developed early.
Who was your first favorite player besides your pops?
Besides my pops, I would have to go with either – I'll have to say Adrian Peterson. because that was around the time where I was old enough to know who the good ones were. And I remember watching AP, and I was like, yeah, that was probably my other favorite player.
Yeah, no, he was ridiculous. He still is. I mean, he's still an old man now. He's still trying to play, but he's still getting it done, even when he was old last year.
Let me
drop you back to college for a minute, and not your tenure there, but your coach PJ Fleck starting to get some hype to leave. He's obviously put together a good program there. I know they lost to Ohio State. You guys lost to Ohio State in week one, but I mean they dominated on the ground. You know, it was a shame that Ibrahim tore his ACL or no, tore his Achilles. Because he's such a stud runner. Do you see him being there for the long haul? Like if USC, who just fired their head coach Clay Helton, should come calling, you think it's the kind of guy that would leave? He'd jump at that opportunity, or is she there for the long haul?
I believe Coach Fleck is there for the long haul. He even said it to us when he first came, and I believe him. I can see him being in Minnesota for a while.
Now, a lot of coaches have said that, Antoine, and they bounce once, you know.
A lot of people said it, but I believe Coach Fleck is going to stay there.
But what makes it special out there? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I've never been. I like the way he dresses, by the way. I don't know how the campus is.
He dresses good on game day.
You are in the west of the Big Ten, the Big Ten West, which, you know, is perceived as the easier side of it. But, you know, what makes Minnesota such a special place?
I would say, as far as football, the program, the way Coach Fleck runs his program is probably what makes Minnesota so special. Just the things that he instilled in us while I was there. You know, it's not all about football. It's also stuff like life lessons and work outside of football is something that he really pushes. And he just has a whole bunch of different things that he teaches us, I feel like, and the stuff that we need as far as football and life. And so I feel like that's what makes the football program great, because they're a life program, not just a football program.
There you go.
And, Minnesota's just a great place, man. Outside of being cold 7 months out of the year, it's a nice place.
Yep, we were there for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. We had a really good time. It was freezing, man, but it's a great sports town. You know, going back to the Kevin Garnett days with Marbury back in the days, and obviously the Twins have had a bevy of great players. I mean, going back to really the 50s and the 60s, Rod Carew in the 60s, great sports town. The Gophers, of course, great history as well. That's it, man. Really good to have you back on the show. It must 1 year, one championship. Man, you guys were a blast to watch last year. And now you got all the haters coming out. Everybody trying to knock you guys off the top. So you know that the bullseye's on the back. You know that, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you down the road, Antoine. Thanks, man.
Good luck, Antoine.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.